and one of my favorite people's on the phone. It's Marla, the pet psychic.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Are you up early? Are you in California?
This is early for California time, yeah.
Sorry.
Now, you were just telling us that they just held the world's ugliest dog contest.
Right here in Petaluma, California, and the ugly dog, Archie, who, by the way, loves to eat Cheetos. I kind of busted the mother on that one. We'll be probably appearing on Leno and the Today Show and all sorts of good things.
What kind of dog was it?
A Chinese Crested.
Chinese Crested.
I'm sorry, those are ugly dogs.
My friends just adopted a Chinese Crested from the Humane Society, and he's very sweet, but they're so ugly, they're cute.
Right, and this one didn't have any teeth, so his tongue hung out the side.
Oh, no.
And the story goes the shelter paid her $10 to take him. But he was adorable, and he loved being in the contest, so he won.
Oh, that's so sweet. The rescue dogs, you know what? I'm telling you, they know that they're rescued, and they appreciate you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, absolutely. Marla, your field of expertise is that you pick up vibes from animals. You are a pet psychic. You know what they're feeling. You can explain to someone, like, let's say a dog freaks out every time they leave the house. You can explain what that dog's feeling and what the owner needs to know, right?
Right, yeah. I like to get into the emotional psyche, and I also can do some things where I feel how their body feels. So they can describe some pain or some things to me, sometimes before they ever even show you a symptom.
Okay, so let me ask you. I've got two cats, and I've got my Chihuahua, Javier. Chico, one of my cats, the youngest, is just so weird, and I don't know what's going on in his head, and I'm hoping you do.
And what do you mean by weird?
Just the way he acts. He will meow at nothing, and he'll all of a sudden be really lovey, and then all of a sudden he's just nuts, and all he wants to do is eat.
Yeah, that's a cat. But anyway, when I tune into him, he's showing me he has some pain in his shoulder, and on my body, I feel it in my right shoulder and the right side of the neck, and he's asking for some help with that.
Okay.
So notice to see if his movement's off a little. He might have jumped and landed funny. I really believe in chiropractors for animal. I've just seen wonderful things happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check. Because he's actually showing me a screw in his brain, and you think that screw is loose.
I really do.
And he understands that you think he's nuts, and then he starts to act nuts just to amuse you.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a little cycle.
I wish I could, like, describe it better, but it's just if you saw his behavior, you'd look at him and go, that cat, you wonder if his family tree goes straight up, you know?
Yeah, he's showing me a picture as if you had taken an x-ray and you see the screw right in his forehead.
Because it's loose.
Because it's loose. But he enjoys making you laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my boyfriend's going to get a kick out of that. Now, is there anything I need to know about my Chihuahua, Hovers?
Okay. He's just a sweetheart. I don't know if you've done his teeth recently, but I get a little bit of inflammation in the back of his mouth.
Yeah, he's about time for a little cleaning.
Yeah. Otherwise, he looks pretty good. He says he has a new spring to his step. Have you noticed him lately feeling real good? He looks bouncy.
I don't want this to sound like a commercial, but I actually switched his foods to Purina One Natural Blends, and one of the things that happens when you feed them that is they have more energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's showing me. I'm more springy now.
I love that. He's got more spring in his step. Yeah, he loves what he does when we take him for a walk is that he'll stop and let us get ahead of him so he can run up to us. Okay, I'm being selfish. Enough about my animals.
Please.
We have on the phone, Jennifer, she sent me an email and it says, morning, love your shaved head, Corey. Thank you for having such a big heart. Marla, I shaved my head to raise money for breast cancer.
Oh, awesome.
We raised over $25,000. It was awesome, and it's all going to the Breast Cancer 3-Day and the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, Jennifer has a problem with her puppy, Stanley. He's turned into a mean, other dog-attacking nutcase. He used to love playing with other dogs and going to the dog park, but all of a sudden he hates other dogs. He's attacked two other dogs in the past week. I'm really worried about his behavior and need help. Am I doing something wrong? Is he mad at my husband? We want to get another puppy, but now can't because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Marla,
right.
Can you tell me what my best friend's problem is? Thanks so much. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's Marla.
Hi, Jennifer, Marla. Can you tell me what kind of dog Stanley is?
I can barely hear you, but he is a black lab.
Is it a black? I can't hear her.
You guys, I think there's probably, probably you got everything pushed in correctly?
There we go. Do you hear her now?
Hello?
Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm here.
You have a black lab?
Yes.
Marley, can you hear her?
I can't, but I heard you. So a black lab, I'm getting two things. One is, yes, I get that you need to show him some better boundaries and be more of a leader. But more importantly, he's got some pain in his body that's making him snap and be aggressive. And I get the pain just below the shoulder blades and above the lower back. So the thoracic vertebrae. It feels like he's being stabbed in the back there. And it makes everything really uncomfortable.
Okay.
Should she take Stanley into a vet?
I think a vet is a great idea. I have a feeling a traditional vet may not be able to treat this. This could be a chiropractic and acupuncture situation. But it's always a great idea to start with your regular vet.
Do you have, on your website, do you have a way for people to figure out where to find a vet that does chiropractic or acupuncture?
I do, and there are a few different directories, and all you have to do is put in your zip code, and they will list which ones are closest to you.
What's your website?
HealingWithEnergy.com.
HealingWithEnergy.com.
Right.
So maybe you can try that, Jennifer.
I will, thank you.
But definitely check into that, because the animals in pain, of course, they're going to be cranky.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's take one more call.
Okay.
Who's next?
Let's take Leslie.
Leslie, what did you want to ask Marla?
Hi, I have a cat that is, I think he's really mad at me. Every day I come home and he has peed on one particular chair, peed or pooped on one particular chair in our house. And we just moved into this house.
Oh, nice.
Brand new.
Aw.
So I didn't catch any of that.
Oh, okay. So Marla, you can't hear the people on the phone, but I'm going to let you know that she thinks her cat's mad at her. They just moved and the cat keeps urinating and going to the bathroom on this one chair.
Yeah, cat is mad. And what's your cat's name?
What's the cat's name?
Gizmo.
Yeah, not so much mad at you, but the change was very disturbing. And I feel like, I don't know if Gizmo, is Gizmo a female?
Is Gizmo a female?
No, he's a male.
He's a male.
Yeah. There is an energy there he feels threatened by. So I don't know if this is a pet who lived there before or one that's coming around outside now, but there's another animal that he feels like he needs to protect his area from.
So he's kind of marking his territory.
He is marking his territory.
Cool.
Okay, I can't hear anything.
Okay, the cat's marking his territory. What I would do is just maybe wait it out and then throw that chair away.
There are some things you can do, like there are some pheromone-appeasing hormones that, like, instead of your Glade plug-in in the wall, you put this other thing in there, and it helps relax cats and make them not want to mark so much.
Where do you pick that up?
I guess you could ask your vet, but a lot of times pet supply stores will have them.
Okay, and it kind of, like, gives off an essence that makes them more comfortable.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll take more questions. You can either call 651-989-KDWB or send an email to DaveandCorey@AOL.com.
Keep it here for more of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show
on 101.3 KDWB.
The Pet Psychic. Now, if you want to call her up and have, like, Marla, you can do private one-on-one readings, right, if they call this number?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. So just call 707-328-4997, and her website is healingwithenergy.com. Okay, I have an email here. I have a dog named Sam. He's almost 2 years old. We've only had him for about 2 months, got him from Humane Society, and he's turned out to be the best dog we could ask for. There's just one problem. When we leave for work, we think he gets angry with us. We have to shut all the doors and make sure there's nothing in his reach on the counters. We don't want to kennel him for two reasons. One, he's a good dog in every other way, and we don't want to make him sit in a kennel for 10 hours a day. And two, he's a border collie black lab, and I think a kennel would just be too small for him. Can you tell us what we should do when we leave to make him a little happier? That's from Teresa.
He's not angry. He's just bored. So I don't know if they're interested in another dog at all, if it's possible to come home at lunch. One of the immediate things they can do is get one of those Kong toys where they hide the treats inside.
Oh.
Give Sam something to do or hide some treasures around the house. Start thinking of jobs, like his job is to keep the house safe while they're away, but make up little jobs so he has something to do and something to focus on.
So when they left, would they say to Sam, would they go, okay, we're leaving now, you keep the house safe while we're gone?
Right, and thank him for doing a great job. Also, with dogs that get bored or separation anxiety, the more of a fuss you make when you leave, the more you're kind of feeding into it. So it's like you be the leader of the pack and make it a little bit more cut and dry when you leave.
Sure.
And kind of be brave and empower him to be fine on his own.
We just kind of say, hey, we'll be back. See you later.
And sometimes you get that a lot with rescue dogs, is they're just not sure, are you coming back?
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing. There are flower essences and a lot of other holistic remedies that can help them as well.
Right.
Lots of options.
Okay. Now, who's next on the phone?
We'll take Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Now, who are you calling about?
My dog, Kathy.
Kathy or Cassie?
Yes. Cassie with an S.
Oh, okay, Cassie. Well, now, what's wrong with Cassie?
Well, she's a 4-year-old Shih Tzu, and I've had her since she was 2. I've known her since she was a puppy. And she, every time she goes to run up the stairs, she like, and she knows where the stairs are, but she takes like a flying leap and hits the steps.
Aww.
Like, literally, like, takes a header onto the steps. And I wonder if she just has problems with depth perception, or if she's just really not very intelligent, or I'm not sure what her problem is. And then the other problem with her is I still have not been able to get her to stop peeing in the house, so she has to wear a diaper anytime she runs around the house.
Oh.
Kind of like Dave.
Okay, well, the first thing about the steps, she's showing me that her right hind, like the hip and the muscles there, like the hamstring and gluteal muscles, all locked up. And so she's doing this flying thing to avoid having to step and lift each part of her body up the stairs.
Aww.
Pressure right there. So definitely some body work for her. And, of course, besides chiropractic and acupuncture, a lot of people are doing massage on dogs now.
Okay.
So she feels like a great massage candidate. And let's ask her about the diaper issue here. She says, I don't feel intelligent enough. And so you need to stroke her ego a little and tell her how smart and capable she is.
Okay.
Because she says this relates to her not feeling capable somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she'll just go. She'll look right at me and pee on the floor. She won't even walk over to the door or anything.
Yeah. Do you ever reward her when she goes outside? And
oh, my gosh,
she's going?
She gets really excited and she jumps all around and I do more of a verbal praise and sometimes we do more of a treats kind of a praise and, she gets plenty of attention. So I don't really feel that what she's doing is acting out by any means because of lack of attention, but I honestly question how intelligent she really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get confusion. Like, she needs more clarity between inside and outside. But this is not marking behavior with her. It's just like...
No, I wonder if she thinks the carpet is grass.
It might just, it might just take longer with her. I mean, every dog is different, I think, in the whole potty training process. Some dogs take longer than others, don't you think?
I do.
Okay, we've got another email. This is from KD. She has a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, Lynch, who's been really aggressive to her children. He's 4 years old, not neutered, and won't let them into the house some days. A few years ago, he bit my daughter when she tried to keep him from running off. She ended up with several stitches. What's going on with him, and how can we keep him from being so aggressive with my kids?
Okay. I get the idea that he is a one-woman man, and he seems really bonded to her and protected to her, and nobody else is okay. So is she on the phone?
She's not on the phone. It was just an email.
Just an email. Well, anyway, Katie, there are some things you can work with a trainer on to work out some of that possessiveness, but that's what he says. He's your guard, and he's here for you, and anybody else around you he sees as a threat.
So it's not going to change unless she gets, like, a third person involved, like the dog whisperer or something like that.
Yeah, she needs somebody physical to work out some exercises with her. Let me see what else. But the first thing he says is just, I see possessive light up when I tune into him.
So if you want to go to Marla's website and maybe find out, the nearest chiropractic vet near you, you can go to healingwithenergy.com or you can email Marla at italktopets@yahoo.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to do the front page. And when we come back, we'll have more with Marla on 101.3 KDWB. KD.